Mountain View County, a Bergen area property owner whose home and other buildings, as well as several vehicles, were demolished when a thunderstorm produced a tornado this afternoon, says she is thankful no one on the property was hurt. Judy Bargholtz and her husband John were away from the family's residence on Thursday, July 7, when the storm tore through the district at around 3 p.m. Everyone is fine and everything is replaceable, and that is all that matters, Bargholtz said as she surveyed the damage. I was just coming home when I saw the fallen trees and said, oh my. The main house, several outbuildings, a large RV, another trailer and dozens of large trees were destroyed, with debris scattered across the property. Firefighters, RCMP officers, utility workers and others respond to several properties along the Bergen Road west of Highway 22. At 2:49 p.m. Environment Canada issued a tornado warning for the area south of Sundry. This thunderstorm has produced a tornado, the warning stated. This is a dangerous and potentially life-threatening situation. Strong winds, large hail and heavy rain are also possible. Related. Environment Canada issues tornado warning for Sundry area related. Photo gallery. Storm that caused tornado leaves devastation south of Sundry, 6 photos. The tornado warning for the area was subsequently lifted, and at 5:13 p.m. a thunderstorm warning was in effect for the Sundry area. It is not immediately known whether it was a tornado or severe winds that hit the properties along the Bergen Road south of Sundry in Mountain View County. Crews were working to access other properties immediately west of the Bargholtz property. Fallen trees were blocking road access to those residences, and damaged buildings could be seen from the road. It was not immediately known if there were any injuries at these properties. The Bargholtz have lived on the property since 2000, she said. She volunteers at the Sundry Thrift Store and her husband John, with the seniors bus. Thank goodness we were both volunteering. That's what we do on Thursday, she said.